NPR lists Cardi B's Wet Ass Pooey as Best Song of 2020. By Hannah Blow on December 24, 2020. National Public Radio, NPR, which is subsidized by American taxpayers, listed Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's raunchy hit song WAP, Wet Ass Pussy, as one of the best songs of 2020, including it in part of its Silver Linings playlist released this month. When we wanted to smile without looking at our phones, buoy and distractions abounded. If racism, xenophobia and sociopathic behavior made us want to scream, black musicians found astonishingly inventive ways of saying, did you just start paying attention? The article read, before listing some of the best songs of 2020, including WAP as number one. Christine and the Queen's People, I've Been Sad and Megan Thee Stallion's Savage Remix featuring Beyoncé were also included in the top three. Listen below. The Razzie hit drew backlash across social media after its release, particularly after conservative commentators, including Candace Owens, criticized the explicit content of the song and argued that the rapper's music contributes to the disintegration of black culture and values. In August, Elle reported that Cardi B, who supported Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, during the Democrat primary race, was committed to doing anything to get Joe Biden elected. The anti-Trump rapper, who once referred to Trump's supporters as fucking racist rednecks, interviewed Biden that month, getting the now president-elect to agree to free healthcare and free college. Owens told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday host Joel Polak in September that the Biden campaign's coordination with Cardi B was nothing more than pandering to black Americans. I marked Cardi B years ago as someone who was obviously a conservative and just didn't know it. And that's what the Blexit movement is all about. I believe that virtually every black American is a conservative and doesn't know it, she explained. We tend to lean conservative. If you ask us independently about issues, we always lean conservative, yet there's a disconnect because of a culture that is fostered by democratic and liberal principles. Black Americans believe that we have to be Democrats, because otherwise Republicans are going to send us back on slave ships, and that's being actively taught in the school system, she added.